Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI and also via internet on rai.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and I'm bringing you the third lockdown edition of the English language program of RAI, meaning that I'm producing this from home. I haven't been to the radio station on Maipú Street here in central Buenos Aires for more than a month because of lockdown measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus. But it's been a pretty active month for RAE anyway, because from home we've been producing a lot of stuff, and if you go to our website you're gonna discover loads of new content. We've got the Made in Casa programs that each of the eight language teams have been producing together, an hour long program from home, and we are reaching now the fifth edition. If you can speak some of these eight languages of RAE Argentina to the World, I recommend you to tune in on our website and find this new program that we have started producing in the context of the lockdown. In addition to that, we've got the daily reports issued by the Ministry of Health about coronavirus in Argentina, that's to say new confirmed cases, the location of these new cases, and the location of fatalities. This information is issued daily by the Ministry of Health, and here at RAE we provide translations of those reports all the time. We've got also standalone programs of some of the languages, some because, well, we are taking advantage, those of us who have gear to record programs at home, but we are working on bringing that possibility to all programs, meaning that very soon each of the eight languages of RAE will have their standalone lockdown editions. And also, we are launching this week something that is making us very happy. We've got our very own YouTube channel that we put on the web this week with content in eight languages. We just started uploading material. There is an interview with the chief editor of the German language newspaper that is printed here in Argentina, the Argentinisques Tageblatt. He spoke to Adrián Corol, the head of RAE, in the studio before the lockdown was declared. And also yours truly is offering a recipe on this YouTube channel for Argentine empanadas, you know, the typical meat pies that are made, well, anywhere in the country. There are versions for empanadas for each province. As a matter of fact, some people complained about my recipe on YouTube being too Buenos Aires center, and they are right, because there are versions of empanadas for each of the provinces. I just showed the viewers the version that I am capable of making. But well, that's just an anecdote. We invite you to check this YouTube channel out that you can find as RAE Argentina. Well, on today's program, we're going to be going over some of the important facts, important dates of the first month in lockdown that we have marked this past week. We've got some other pieces of news regarding the lockdown, and we'll be listening also to some music as well. Let's get started now with a song by an American band that was about to offer a concert in Buenos Aires. And to my recollection, their concert was the first to be suspended here in Argentina because of coronavirus. Coronavirus pandemic or the lockdown in Argentina, the mandatory lockdown, was declared on March 19. And Maroon 5 was scheduled to perform 1 week before, on March the 12th. But their concert was suspended 1 day before, because we already knew that this situation was going to be hard, and the Buenos Aires city authorities, well, decided to cancel all mass events, starting with this, Maroon 5 in Buenos Aires. Okay, that's Maroon 5 with their first hit that was released, if I'm not wrong, back in the year 2004. This love. Well, Maroon 5 was slated to perform in Buenos Aires on March the 12th at the Gran Rex Theater. But, well, that was the night that President Alberto Fernandez announced the first drastic measure, which was to cancel flights coming from Europe, Asia, and the United States. And well, that week also, the Buenos Aires city government decided to cancel events with more than 200 people. And well, just a couple of days later, they canceled all social gatherings of any sort. Another concert that was cancelled back then was Lollapalooza Argentina, that was going to be taking place in late March. Well, that was also cancelled that week. But Maroon 5 was one of the first things cancelled because of coronavirus here in Argentina. Well, now that I'm recording this, is the final week of April, which is usually when the book fair of Buenos Aires starts, and that was also cancelled. Of course, it's going to be the first year without a book fair in Buenos Aires for, well, more than 30 years. It started back in the early 1980s, and it went on non-stop. Okay, let's go over some of the important dates of this first month and a half of pandemic in Argentina. The first case was confirmed on March the 3rd, it was a Tuesday, and there have been suspicious cases that were ruled out for several days. But on that Tuesday, March the 3rd, Minister of Health Ginés González García came on TV, gave a press conference, and confirmed that a young man who had just returned from Italy tested positive and was admitted in hospital with coronavirus. That was on March the 3rd. That Saturday, March the 7th, a man who passed away at the Argerich Hospital of Buenos Aires confirmed, well, he tested positive. Well, after dying, his body tested positive for coronavirus, and he became the first coronavirus casualty in Latin America. That was March the 7th. As I told you before, on March the 12th, President Alberto Fernández gave a national broadcast message on that evening of Thursday, March the 12th, to announce the suspension of flights coming from the worst hit areas back then of coronavirus. That Friday, March 13th, was the final day for schools. That was the last day schools were open. And the school year had just begun, only 2 weeks before. So kids only went to school for 2 weeks this year. And that Sunday, March 15th, authorities decided to close schools, and kids did not go back the following Monday, March 16th. On March 19th, President Fernández gave a conference confirming what had been rumored for a couple of days on media about Argentina entering a lockdown. And President Fernández confirmed that evening of March 19th. Back then we had only a few cases. I think it was in the tens, and just over 10 deaths. So Argentina, compared to other countries, enter into the lockdown relatively early, and that may be one of the reasons for Argentina so far, as I'm recalling, this is late April, having relatively low numbers of infected and casualties. As of April 24, we've got just over 150 dead. And, well, health experts agree that the main reason for this is Argentina entering into a strict lockdown very early in the stages of the outbreak. Well, the first lockdown, the first cuarentena, as we call it in Spanish, was supposed to last until March 31st, but the government decided to extend it after March 31st until the Monday after Easter, April 13. It was extended again until April 26. But it's most likely to be extended. However, the lockdown is going to be lifted gradually in several provinces that reported few cases or have the pandemic under control or under relative control, according to authorities. Some of these provinces are San Juan, Misiones, Neuquén, Santa Cruz, Entre Ríos, and Jujuy. Some activities are going to be allowed to resume as from next week in these provinces after more than a month of lockdown. But the areas with the most cases, the hotspots of coronavirus in Argentina, such as Buenos Aires City, the greater Buenos Aires area in Buenos Aires province, that's the urban area, the outskirts of the city, which is densely populated, 9 million people surrounding the capital in an area that belongs to Buenos Aires province. In Chaco province, well, those are the hotspots of coronavirus. Those areas are going to remain in strict lockdown. And now we're going to be paying homage to a character that has passed away this week. It made the news. And it's Marcos Moonstock, one of the founding members of Les Luthiers, one of the most important comedy groups in Argentina, one of the most famous around the world, and certainly a group of celebrities in the Spanish-speaking world, known for the very unique and very sophisticated type of humor that combines high culture, music, and language, a lot of language. And well, they are very popular, and one of the key elements of their art was the deep voice and the oratory skills of Marcos Moonstock, an actor, a voiceover actor, also a locutor. He's somebody who took classes at the National Broadcasting Academy and got a locutor license, like yours truly, even though I'm not comparing myself to a great master of the trade such as Marcos Moonstock. But well, he was a locutor also, and also a very, very talented and key member of Les Luthiers. He died this week, and his passing has touched all of Argentines because of his well, his part in Les Luthiers. And well, we're gonna remember him now by listening to a little bit of Les Luthiers at the beginning of this piece, which is a parody of television, a parody of television advertising, television ads and spots. At the beginning of this piece that was recorded live, a Les Luthiers piece, you're gonna be able to listen to Marcos Moonstock reciting and reading stuff, which was one of his fortes. He was so good reading stuff. And well, this is it, Les Luthiers with La Tanda live.
Tal vez quien más ha reflexionado sobre la música para televisión sea el compositor Pierre Pérez Pitzner, autor del libro titulado La corchea y el horticón, interacción y propuesta. A dicho libro pertenece la célebre frase que dice: de cada 10 personas que ven televisión, 5 son la mitad.
Sorry, I'm back. That's hilarious. I'm just translating that part. Out of, he says, According to a poll, out of 10 people that watch television, 5 are half of those 10.
Para recitantes, coro y pequeño conjunto instrumental.
Televisión.
La mejor programación. Este sábado no se aparte de Televisión.
A las 15 en cine de estreno. La Indomable.
La Indomable. Una mujer atrapada por su pasado.
¡Suéltame, pasado!
La Indomable. Una mujer que tuvo que enfrentar el violento mundo de los hombres.
Pero nadie pudo con La Indomable.
El sábado a las 15, La Indomable estará en su pantalla.
Si ella quiere.
Y a las 17, un nuevo episodio de la serie que conmueve a millones de espectadores.
Dos servidores públicos que recorren sin descanso las calles de Los Ángeles para cumplir su importante misión.
Los Basureros de Los Ángeles.
No se los pierda, Los Basureros de Los Ángeles, este sábado a las 17.
Señor agricultor, para que su ganado porcino le rinda más y mejor, Laboratorios Pig presenta su nueva suciedad para chiqueros. Porca miseria.
Porca miseria.
Envasada totalmente al aire libre, lo que garantiza su perfecta contaminación. Suciedad para chiqueros.
Porca miseria.
Porca miseria.
Porca miseria.
La mejor suciedad para sus
chanchos.
Y sus chanchos parecerán verdaderos
chanchos. Chancho limpio nunca engorda. Televisión.
Televisión.
La mejor programación. No se pierda la próxima emisión de
La Kermés de los Sábados. La Kermés de los Sábados.
La Kermés de los Sábados.
La Kermés de los Sábados. Lleva alegría a la familia en el hogar.
Un cargamento de concursos.
Sorteos.
Música.
Sorteos.
Alegría.
Sorteos.
Cortala.
Bueno.
He'll surely be missed. That's the voice of Marcos Moonstock that you're hearing leading this piece, which is a parody of, old school radio and TV. Particularly this is a piece that is making parody of 1960s and 1970s TV, in which Leloutier are resorting to Marcos's skills as a traditional old school locutor doing those commercials. And well, he was a key part of Leloutier that over the past 5 years suffered two tremendous losses, because the other key member of Leloutier who died recently was Daniel Rabinovich, and between the two of them they made most of the comedy, while the others were more into creating the scripts and the music, the original music of Leloutier, which is another very, very representative element of this type of comedy that makes a lot of references to pop culture and to literature. Obviously, you need to not only to speak Spanish, but also to be fluent in the culture to understand many of the references. But I just wanted to share with you that here in Argentina this week we are touched by the passing of this character, of this very talented artist that was Marcos Moonstock. I recommend you to go online and look for stuff about Leloutier. Go on YouTube and type Leloutier in French, and I'm sure you'll find material that you can enjoy, maybe with subtitles or even even in English, because they were multilingual, and you'll see why they are very much respected and loved all over the Spanish speaking world. And with this, we're coming to the end of this third lockdown edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English, that is entirely produced from my home studio in the neighborhood of Montserrat. I'm Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're staying safe. Remember that you can listen to our program via shortwaves, thanks to the relay of WRMI. And by the way, I just want to thank Jeff White over there at WRMI for always supporting Rai and for helping us to stay on the air, to stay on the shortwaves, which is a very, very important part of Rai's soul. And well, thank you, Jeff, for always supporting us and for keeping us on the air. We are also broadcasting and streaming our programs via internet on raya.com.ar, a great source of information about Argentina and Latin America in 8 languages, raya.com.ar. You can find this lockdown programs as standalone podcasts, in addition to podcasts on culture, gastronomy, music in all of the languages of Rai. You can find on the website also the Made in Casa programs, which are our 1 hour long programs bringing together all of the languages of Rai, another special pandemic production of Rai. And on the website raya.com.ar, you can also find the translated reports of the Argentine Ministry of Health regarding the daily situation with coronavirus in Argentina. New confirmed cases, the number of deaths, where the cases are located, and more on the pandemic. All of that translated into foreign languages on riot.com.ar. I'm Fernando Farias, and I hope you enjoy this program. Stay safe, and well, let's stay in touch and see you next time. All the best. Ciao.